This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the first half of the 2022 regular legislative session and look ahead to the remaining 8 weeks. Over the course of the first 10 weeks of session, 613 Senate bills, 16 Senate concurrent resolutions, 30 Senate joint resolutions, and 15 Senate resolutions were filed.
We have seen around the state law enforcement being under attack.
Rapidly rising rents and home value prices has been an overwhelming burden on our senior residents.
There are several tax cutting and tax credit proposals under consideration yet this session. Senator Tony Lukemire of Parkville sponsors Senate Bill 1181, which will allow an income tax deduction for certain law enforcement officers.
Forgive them from ever having to pay their state income taxes going forward, so they would no longer pay state income taxes if they were a law enforcement officer.
Senator Stephen Roberts of St. Louis sponsors Senate Bill 715, legislation that would authorize a property tax credit for certain senior citizens.
This legislation seeks to make it so that the people in my district and across the state who should be enjoying the fruits of their efforts, they continue to do so.
When I saw his parents' Bill of Rights, I was very excited. I asked him if he would mind if I co-sponsored.
This bill extends that Medicaid coverage.
Education and health care are also on the to-do list for the second half. Senator Holly Thompson, Rader of Scott City, co-sponsors Senate Bill 647, a proposal that would establish a grievance process for parents and guardians of elementary and secondary school students.
Allows the parents to petition the school board for something that they are seeing that is contrary to what the school should be doing.
Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur sponsors Senate Bills 698 and 639, which would modify provisions relating to Missouri Health Net services for pregnant and postpartum women.
This bill extends that Medicaid coverage for 1 year to make sure women are healthy, their families are doing well, and their babies are healthy.
I try to pass bills that really impact my district.
On the legislative front, I'm proud to announce that I will be co-sponsoring an important health care bill.
Lawmakers have several additional ideas in mind when it comes to health. Senator Carla Esslinger of Wasola says Senate Bill 702 is legislation that seeks to create new provisions relating to COVID-19 vaccination requirements.
And letting us to have that opportunity to have our sincerely held religious beliefs to be warranted and to be valued.
Senator Roberts says Senate Bill 973 would establish the Truth in Medicine Act.
Will require all organizations that provide pregnancy-related services to also provide medically accurate and unbiased information on all relevant reproductive health options.
Given the 2020 election results, people have really lost faith in the election process.
We honor the work that has been done to move our state forward and strive to build a better tomorrow for all Missourians.
Legislation relating to election reform could also be on the horizon. Senator Rick Bratton of Harrisonville sponsors Senate Bill 695, a measure that seeks to modify various provisions relating to elections.
To ensure that we're doing everything we possibly can to protect the voting rights of everyone and that everyone's vote is protected at all costs by the state.
Senator Roberts says election integrity bills are under consideration in both Washington, D.C. and Jefferson City.
As D.C. debates voting rights legislation, I believe that we too have the responsibility here in Jefferson City to ensure that we're doing everything we can to protect the right to vote for all.
I move that the Senate stand adjourned until Monday.
The second half of the second regular session of the 101st General Assembly will kick off on Monday with 8 weeks remaining. Session will end on May 13th.
Monday, March 20th.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.